The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping us to better understand the importance of water.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're talking about groundwater sustainability plans, often called GSPs, and how they're reshaping water management across the state. In 2014, in the middle of a historic dry period, California passed SGMA. And for the first time, local agencies were required to develop detailed groundwater sustainability plans, with plans due in 2020. So what exactly is a groundwater sustainability plan? At its core, a GSP is a roadmap. It identifies how much water can be pumped sustainably, often called the sustainable yield, and sets measurable objectives and minimum thresholds to prevent serious problems. These problems, known under SGMA as undesirable results, include chronic lowering of groundwater levels, reduced storage, degrading water quality, land subsidence, seawater intrusion, and impacts to interconnected surface water. If you've ever seen images of subsidence in the San Joaquin Valley, where the land surface actually sank due to overpumping, you've seen why this matters. When aquifers are overdrawn, especially those containing clay layers like the Corcoran clay, the ground can compact and permanently lose storage capacity. That's not just a water issue. It's an infrastructure, agriculture, and community issue. GSPs must include data, modeling, monitoring networks, and projects to bring basins into balance. That might mean pumping reductions, recharge projects, water trading, or new infrastructure. If a plan is deemed inadequate, the Department of Water Resources can require revisions, and in serious cases, the State Water Resources Control Board can step in and designate a basin as probationary. But GSAs aren't just regulatory documents. They're community blueprints. Here in the San Joaquin Valley, collaboration is key. Regional efforts are exploring groundwater recharge to graze groundwater levels near rural domestic well communities, reduce flooding during wet years, and increase landowner awareness about sustainable practices. This is where science, policy, and local leadership intersect. Groundwater sustainability plans rely on hydrology, engineering, economics, and stakeholder engagement. Farmers, cities, disadvantaged communities, and environmental groups all have a seat at the table. Groundwater may be out of sight, but it can no longer be out of mind. Groundwater sustainability plans represent California's commitment to long-term balance, protecting aquifers so that they can continue to serve our communities, farms, and ecosystems for decades to come, because water doesn't belong to just one sector. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.